Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman.
I just said I'm unmuted.
Then you're unmuted.
Then I'm unmuted. So, can anybody hear me?
Sure.
All right, we're in. Hey, folks, welcome. It's Low Down and Dirty. Craziness has happened already in this studio. We're wrecking stuff.
Yeah, we're crashing and burning tonight.
Yeah, but it's a good show tonight. Joey's here, the Queen Tammy's here, Captain Scotty's here, Mrs. A's in the house, Timmy Long's in the house from Big Diamond. Young,
what's
Mason? Mason's in the house. He's designing now. He's designing for a car. He's taking over Joey Adams' job.
He's a Joey Adams apprentice now.
Yep, we have an apprentice now. So, hey, we got some small block modified racing.
Yes, we did. We got some in.
A one-nighter.
One.
Here was better than no nights.
That's right.
And we were talking about this earlier. Now, the man, he gets a new chassis.
Yeah.
Now, right? Same motor.
Right.
Same lettering guy.
So, same lightweight vinyl.
Same lightweight vinyl. Puts it in victory lane, Mr. Dwayne Howard.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's, well, yeah. I guess.
2 years in a row.
I guess it had something to do with it, but it was pretty amazing to strap a new chassis underneath that whole setup and go out there and be pretty strong the first night out. And that's saying something for preparation in the garage, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, races are won in the garage. I don't care what you say.
So I think they might like that Bicknell. What do you think?
I think Pete probably got a call saying, "Hey, that was pretty good, Pete. Way to go!
Give me another one of those."
Yeah, I think I'm glad we bought one of them. And Ryan Godown was second. Larry Vectorfine, Larry White was third. Billy Decker was fourth. Bobby Barron was fifth. Chad Brockman was sixth. Jerry Higbee. And this is big.
This is big.
Eighth place. First time ever in a small block modified, and first time ever seeing a big half mile at Steelers Grove. Timmy Buckwalter.
Yes.
That's great.
I think Timmy deserves a clap.
He deserves a clap. Yep. Give him the clap. I think he's had to clap twice this year already.
Yeah.
Three times because
he won down in Florida. Yeah.
He got the clap three times.
Yeah.
He's got mojo.
I hope he's got antibiotics.
The heat winners were Ryan Godown, Stuart Friesen, and Mr. Craig Von Thorn. So Craig's seen the checkered flag already.
Yes, he has.
Maybe you'll see many more on the hill this year.
I heard we did hear some things that some motors took a beating.
That's what we said the week last week. If it was cold when we had Andrew Harpell on, it's just you're asking a lot for a small block on a half block.
Very difficult to get heat in an alcohol motor.
Nope. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible. So I just hope, I don't know. And then Saturday they canceled everything, and Sunday they just canceled it because Saturday I had friends out there. They called me at 11 o'clock, said 3 inches of snow.
Yeah, I think the snow was gonna stop, and I think it was gonna clear off, but it was just gonna be too cold to even get that surface going.
So I mean that's a shame. I mean you like to see in the big box, but
Bobby Barron, call out to Bobby Barron in the Umbenauer 19.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
That car's fast.
Yeah, it is.
Did that come out of here, too? That A. It's all about the A, man. You know the model. Love the A. The
they
A will
love that.
Back. Disrespect the A, and you'll find body parts.
Yep.
Did I just come up with a new one? Yeah. Gotta like that.
That's how those A-boys run,
Hey, man. So, yeah, that's cool for Timmy. But they only had 25 cars.
Yeah, that was a little sad. But what did they have last year?
41. And I can verify that because I got the book.
The book.
The book said. Yeah. And then we had some World of Outlaw results out in California. Tim Keating won the AMA. Cody DeHaer was second. Jack the Wild Chop. Hans third. And David Gravel fourth. And Darren Pittman fifth. And unfortunately, they had a bad accident somewhere out in a racetrack out in Cali. It wasn't this track, but a sprint car kind of got out of control in the pits and killed two people.
Yeah.
A 14-year-old and like a 68-year-old man.
Yeah.
So that's our hearts go out to those people. That's sad.
It is sad.
But, hey, man, when you're in the pits.
Heads up.
If it's a Roadrunners or what, man, heads up.
Yep.
Because those guys, if here's someone mentioned, I kind of agree with this. If you don't belong with part of the team, maybe you shouldn't be in the pits. I mean, you know, like once the races start.
Yeah.
You know.
The races start, park it in the grandstand in the pits or just stay away from the cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, that's you got to be alert. And I don't understand what a 14-year-old child's doing in the pits.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand that one. Because you have to be, what, 16? How old do you have to be at Big Diamond? 18, 16?
This year there's no age limit, new insurance.
New insurance, no age limit.
Really?
On a waiver. Yeah.
Wow.
It was 14 until this year.
Huh.
So it depends in Pennsylvania on the insurance policy that the track holds is what we're hearing.
All right. Well, that's a bummer. You don't want to see any of that.
No.
Hey, and that Darren Pittman was fast qualifier, too, out there in California. So Pittman and the Casey Kahane team got
it's,
that thing
it's working.
Up.
Yeah. I'm not sure where they are in point standings now, but they were up there. And
yeah.
I guess we should list the point standings every week.
What do you think of this? Donnie Schatz gets 23rd, and they give him a check for $700.
That's not real exciting, is it?
It's not real exciting for Donnie.
No.
You know, because I'm pretty sure they get show-up money.
Well, sure.
You know, top 10.
I mean, they're a gold card member, so they're, they're not
more,
anything to get to the races.
He probably got more money for showing up than he did for racing, though.
Could be.
That's
the truth.
Yeah. You know, so that was, oh, man, Steve Kinzer, 21st. What's up with the king? You know,
he is not started off too well.
No. So it ain't like you know, the king is a king though, man.
Stock is down on the king though right now.
Yep, stock is down. And then Saturday, the crowd pleaser Craig Delansky picks up the win. Jonathan Arnold was second. Pittman was third. Lucas Wolf was fourth. And Paul, man, I can't believe that 51 team, Paul McMahon, towed all the way out to California.
Hey, when you want to race, you got to go race. You know, man, where they're racing, and they're towing all the way out there. That's good.
It's Christmas. That's up.
So you think he'll be at the Grove come Friday?
You're coming all the way back over across the United States just to race the Grove.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to run for points there, I guess he's got to show up.
You almost have to. Well, so probably they're somewhere like in the plains right now.
Probably.
Coming back.
Yep.
So, but that was that's a good run. Where did I'm looking through the standings here. Oh, Jack got 20 seconds. Kinzer 11.
Lucas 750 bucks. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. Donnie Schatz got
I think I'm in yet.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Hey, internet world, we're all right.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Miss Tammy says we have a caller. I don't know.
You want to bring him in? All right. I don't know. Mystery caller.
You don't hear me at all. Joe, can you hear me? I hear me. I'm in. Tammy gave me a thumbs up. Hey, caller, are you there?
Hello, welcome to Lowdown and Dirty.
Can you turn your computer down?
I mean, if you think about diving, you think about the proper uniform attire you should be wearing.
Can you please turn your computer down?
I have a feeling Catherine Webb will be in a Louis Anderson, though, allowed to wear what appears to be
hello? All right, I don't hear him anymore. You hear me now? Joe, I don't hear him. Joe.
Sorry about that, guys. Apparently the caller wasn't listening to us at the time.
Sounds like they were listening to the news.
Something. Something was going on. They had more important things to do.
Maybe they knew the answer to Wheel of Fortune. What's more important, Wheel of Fortune or Lowdown and Dirt?
Come on now.
Come on now.
L-D-D, man.
Don't be hating.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Tim's thinking, what the hell have I walked into tonight? Trouble. So we have Mr. Keith Hoffman.
Keith Hoffman, Bridgeport Speedway.
I got to try to give him a call.
Yeah, would probably help if we're going to interview
that.
Him. Yeah.
Try that? We got a beer bash coming up. Beer bash season's over.
I think that's pretty much done. Yeah.
Okay. Beer bash season's over.
Time to go out and get dirty.
Time to knock pretty off.
You got that right.
You know, but it's going to be exciting. All right.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to our buddy Kurt Amy for trying to help a buddy out tonight. Thanks a lot, Kurt. Kurt Amy Design. Little Boomer. Glitch's been having a little bit of computer issues here. Little Boomer checked into it there. Put a little epoxy on the situation. So for you up.
He's gonna check over. Apparently it's working right. We'll try again.
Little Boomer's all right.
Hey, talk about the final guy. Ain't nothing about the final guy.
Jack.
Yeah, dude. Yo, dude.
Dude.
I gotta give a shout out to Kurt Amy.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, Bloomer. You tried. I'm dropping it off Thursday at Eric Whip's house I think it has to go for extensive emergency operations.
Uh-oh, this is going to go up on the lift and everything for you.
Yeah. I think he's going in hard.
He's going in hard. He's delving into the bowels of your computer.
The bowels of the computer. Hey, you know, God's honest truth, dude, you're lost without internet if you don't have it.
When you're used to using it every day and all of a sudden you don't have it, it's kind of a whacked out deal. Timmy Long was saying he's been without internet for 18 days. So he's been jonesing.
That's like a lifeline.
That is, man.
That's like a lifeline.
Yeah. I'm not going to repeat what Timmy just said, but it was funny.
It ain't worth it, Tim, to even try it. Don't even bother, man. Racing season's here. Fall in love with the dirt track, man, because that's what I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just opened my heart up to Grandview Speedway, and she's my girlfriend, you know.
You know what's cool about your relationship with her? You break up with her every October.
Yeah. Yep. I break up with her. Joey, I don't hear you no more. Yep. It's, you know, I reunite with her every April. And you know what? She never puts out, but, man, she puts on a hell of a show. You know. So, God bless. Cheap, too. She's cheap. Cheap day, you know. Yeah, and she just goes over there. She's there every week. you know. I don't have to go looking for her. I know where, yeah, she gives me what I want, and then I leave, you know. Yeah, it's perfect, you know. Yeah. And then I get a little grill on the hill after, so I get fed. Yeah, so it's all great, you know. We have Mr. Keith Hoffman. Yeah, he got bounced. Yeah.
All right, well, Whip and I can talk.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Right. Let me see if I can get him in.
See if you can get him in. Oh, man. We have dead air. Terrible. Hey, we're rolling here. We got to roll. This is the language. Keep rolling. Lars, should have just went like that. Just keep rolling. You know, I'm good at that. You know. So, but hey, it's an exciting weekend of racing coming up. Friday night, we have Williams Grove opener. That's like the Yankee Stadium of 410 sprint car racing. Major. And then Saturday, ROC is going to try to do it again at New Egypt for the Cabin Fever something. Yeah. Well, yeah, there it is. Cabin Fever. And then Sunday, as I like to call it, the mecca of
mud,
the Big Diamond Speedway, is going to kick off the big block, small block. No, just small block.
Big block, small block, April 5th.
April 5th, sorry. So we're just small. It's not here, a point.
Point break.
So we're like kicking
the season off.
Can we have that?
Yeah. And we've got Mr. Keith Hoffman from Bridgeport Speedway on the line right now.
All right.
Welcome, Keith.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, hey, everything's getting ready down there at Bridgeport. Have you gotten lost on that property yet?
I haven't found everything down there, I can tell you that.
have you found enough to get open, though? That's for sure. On the March 30th.
Absolutely. I'm in a lot better shape than the last time I talked to you guys, I can tell you that.
That's great.
That's good to hear.
What do you got to do yet to get ready for the opener?
The biggest thing now is just get on the track. We're going to have a practice this weekend, and we planned on getting on tomorrow on the track, but it's still too wet, so we'll get on it Thursday, and then that's our biggest concern right now is going to be the track conditions. Everything else is pretty much in order, and hopefully the weather cooperates with us for next weekend.
Well, I don't want to break the bad news to you, but man, both of you and Tim, the weather ain't looking good for us. You know, I mean, cold. It's going to be cold. I mean, how do you need it to, you know, be? Obviously, you need some dryness to come out of that track, right? You got to get some of that moisture out.
Yeah, right now that's what we're looking for. You know, I figure anything we have anything over, you know, 50 degrees, that'll be okay. You know.
Okay.
We have skyboxes down there. I know a lot of people. We probably did about four. We probably sold four skyboxes ready for that day. You can rent them for $250 for the day. Doesn't include any tickets, but I know a lot of people. I think we sold at least four of those already, and people have been inquiring about them because of, you know, being a little bit chilly this early in the year.
Right. And do you got any like free entries? Like, you know, anybody you know that you know is coming for sure.
You know, we did the gambler's fee. We have two guys, Horton and Neil Williams, they did the gambler's fee. The Gibson team has said that they were coming. Brett Hearn said he was coming. I'm sure all the hot dogs will definitely be there for that race. I'm just not going to mention them because they haven't, you know, definitely said they'll be there.
Well, that's cool. I mean, so, how's the Friday night looking? Is Friday going to line up to be pretty good for your small cars?
You know, Friday, I don't know a lot about that deal on Friday night, so I'm going to learn as we go. The class has picked up since they had a fuel cell problem down a couple years ago. They did a fuel cell that cost the guys a lot of money, and it really discouraged a lot of the racers from coming, but they eliminated that, and a lot of them have come back. So I think we should be okay. Our tech guy says that there is some more cars coming. Our pay is pretty good. I'm just disappointed. I don't know a lot about those cars. That's one avenue I've never been through. But I can tell you by the end of the year, I'll know a lot about them.
Well, because those small car people are loyal, man, and, you know, they like their little cars.
Yeah, that's a little, you know, that's actually a big track for those little cars. You know, it's a pretty nice size, but they really enjoy the racing down there. We're looking to get a midget show down there, too. We just haven't, you know, definitely done that yet.
That'd be cool, run the midgets. I mean, because the 5/8 is just too big. Now, how many, do you got a guess on how many gallons you use of water or pulling around that place for, like, just say one lap?
That's a good question. I'll have all these answers for you a little bit through the season. How's that?
Fill her up and go. Is what you're saying, you know?
It's so big. I mean, I love it. It's so big, you know, but it's just great, though. The speed is incredible.
Yeah, if you like
it. Speed, is big. You got to stand at them corners when them big blocks hit the corners. It's amazing. It really is. It's crazy fast down there, but it's an awesome track.
Well, Keith, can you give us the rundown on March 30th? You know, we're gonna start with that 60-over special race in commemoration of your brother, Doug. Can you give us a rundown on what's going to happen that day?
You know, we got a couple things that we're going to do for the fans. We're going to have a balloon release. We're going to get a bunch of balloons blown up, and the fans are going to be able to get involved with that, and we're going to release balloons. We're just not sure when we're going to do it. We're either going to do it right after the national anthem, or if we can get that feature going, we'd like to do it when the gentlemen start their engines, but we're just concerned that it's going to be dark at that time, so we'll play that and see how we're going. The other thing, we're going to have Doug's 1982 Olsen car down there. It's a replica car. It's pretty cool looking. I've already seen it. That's going to be debuted down there. A couple other things for the fans. I'll tell you what, it's going to be an emotional day. We want all the fans to stand on lap one and on lap 60. We want everybody in that place standing. It's going to be pretty wild. I'm sure it's going to bring some tears to some people's eyes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting everybody standing in that place. I wouldn't doubt if I shed a tear. You know what I mean? It's going to be emotional for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it could have been a 125 lapper.
Why that?
You know,
could have 125.
Yeah, 125. It could have.
Oh yeah, we could have done that. Yep.
Yeah,
we could have done 125.
Yeah. Maybe at the end of the year we'll have a 125 special.
We should do that. We won't even tell them until they go out for the feature. How's that?
There you go.
That just becomes a mandatory pit stop.
Fill them up, boys. That's all I can tell you. You know?
Yeah.
Fill them up. Wow. That's going to be neat, though. I mean, the balloon thing, that's going to be a nice tribute. I like that. That's a good touch.
Yeah, it is going to be cool. You know, it's going to be a bunch of work. Matter of fact, that's what we were doing tonight, is ordering the balloons and all that. But I really think the fans are one going to be involved with that because, you know, Doug was successful around here, and a lot of people are going to want to pay tribute to him. I'm telling you, that place is going to be buzzing that day. It really is. It stinks that we really have to do this race.
Right.
We're really going to make it happen for me.
Well,
you know?
I think all the fans, if you got a Doug Hoffman shirt, no matter what number, what the year, you should rock that shirt.
Absolutely.
On this day.
Hey, that's funny you said that. I'm kind of looking forward to see these old shirts or what these people have from, you know, hats or whatever. You know, it'll just bring back memories, just all the different rides that he had. It'll be pretty cool, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you know what? Pictures, too. You should have a little table if people want to just bring their, like, personal picture or something.
That's a good idea, Webb.
Yeah.
You know, just bring your Doug memorabilia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and fans won't, you know, people are going, someone will steal. Ain't no fan going to take that because that's respect, man. You know, we're just showing tribute to Doug.
Right.
You know, I think that's cool.
If you just want to hang out before the races and put it on a table or lay it out someplace, you know, do that. And then pack it up before the races start and, you know, get to your seat.
I mean, dude, there's so many pictures. There's Victory Lane at Flemington. And that, oh God!
Absolutely. And you're gonna have Miss Katie Totaro there, Miss Motorsports 2013 also.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, she's coming. So there's a little bit of everything for. I mean, if you're not at that race, I don't know if you're even a race fan. You know what I mean?
Good one. There you go.
You're not even a race fan.
That's it.
And the kid's got an egg hunt going on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All kinds of things going on.
Oh, yeah, we got an egg hunt going.
All over that.
No, you're not. You're not. You're exempt. You can't.
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? I got to go pick up an old. I think I have a Billy Taylor number one, Doug Hoffman.
There you go.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool.
I remember the old number, red number. Oh my gosh. know.
I talked to him a couple
of
weeks
ago. I
won't
say where I was when he went to Syracuse, but I was somewhere where I shouldn't have been. You know, when he went to Syracuse. Yeah.
Okay.
I was getting three free meals.
I'm afraid I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go
there. For like 2 weeks, and I remember getting the paper going, wow, Doug Hoffman went to Syracuse. That's awesome. You know, I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll just let you do the balloon launch.
One year I missed Syracuse in the 90s because I was
award of the state?
Yeah. I was on state time. You know, for a couple weeks. I'm telling you, people, how many? I think there should be. I bet there's probably 100 people show up with different Doug Hoffman shirts.
I would imagine so, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of reminiscing going down there that day, I can tell you that, reminiscing.
And who did the car? I mean, the car now, who redid the car?
You know, I'm not sure who owns the car. I do know, but there's just so many things that have been running through my brain, I can't keep them all in there. A lot of stuff's been falling out. But Jimmy Wismer really picked up the pace and made this deal get together. You know, Jimmy Wismer used to run a late model on that at Flemington, and I kind of got involved with it to make sure the car was going to be done and ready to go for that deal. So,
you have a special, you got a special girl doing the flag drop that day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have Doug's daughter wave the green flag. I don't know how many people ever seen Doug's daughter. No, this is Doug's daughter, Joey.
Oh, I didn't know he had a daughter.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know he had a daughter, and she's going to wave the green flag. It's going to be.
Man, if that don't bring
she
a
go
tear
to the races
to cry. Jeez, this is going to be an incredible day.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, it's a memorable day to remember
about
Mr. Doug. He's a gentleman, man. I tell you what, man, that guy, you know, I've seen him race everywhere. New York, Jersey, Pennsylvania. And he used to go up to New York. He used to beat them boys up back. You know?
He did.
He did, man. He beat him up fast.
He'd go to Eastern States and that. And how many guys came from PA can go to East Middletown and win, go to Lebanon Valley and win, go to Fonda and win, Can-Am, Canada? It just doesn't happen around here, you know?
No, you don't see that happen anymore, and that's a tribute to him. I mean, he was the master.
Absolutely.
You know?
And
now,
I
we haven't even
talked. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If he would have raced last year, I'm sure he would have won a bunch of races too. You know, he just had his mind that he was going to be a promoter, and he won a lot of races, and he wanted to do something else in his life. And I don't blame him. You know, I'm in the same boat. I love the race. I'm not the greatest racer, but I do pretty good. But there's other things I like to do, and you just grab him by the horn and run with him.
Yeah, and we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good deal. We haven't even talked about the. You know, the field of cars that you may be expecting to show up for this event. I mean, I got to think there's going to be a lot of guys wanting to come down just to support this race.
I think they want to come to support it. And there's always races that when you look over the schedule in the beginning of the year as a driver, you look to see what races that are really, really important that you want to win. And I'm sure a lot of drivers have that on their checklist as a race they want to win. I know me as a driver, if I was in that race, that'd be one I'd want to hang on my mantle, you know.
Well, last year they had 48 modifieds. I ain't lying, the book.
Oh, you got the book out. All right.
Yeah, 48 modifieds last year.
On opening.
How many cars do you guys think will be there?
I say 50.
That's what I'm going for.
I'm going with 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cause,
I
mean, last year everybody
number.
Was there. Laubach, everybody. Horton, Watt. They were all there. You know, Blewett. They're all there. The Flying Farmer. There's, you know what, the Flying Farmer. Where is he going to run this year?
He's definitely got to ride for those five poker series races. I know that. I talked to the owner.
Okay.
He'll definitely be there for those five. He doesn't have a ride for every Saturday night, but he's definitely going to support them races.
Okay. And last year was a tire issue at the end of the race. There was a tire.
Yeah, which made the race really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
Hers had a flat with like two to go. And drilled them. You know.
Yeah.
You know. So
why is Mann Miller always at the wrong place at the wrong time? It seems like.
You know, and I mean, Doug ran good there last year, so. You know, I'm telling you. Oh, Danny Johnson was there. You had them all there last year, so.
Yeah, I think we'll get a few extra this year with the, you know, with the race that's in tribute to Doug. So we'll get some extra guys that'll, you know, we're looking at Higbee to come down, and I'm not sure all the guys that I've talked to, you know, but there's been quite a few in it.
That's cool, because that's paying, you know, come down and show respect to Doug. You know, the New York guys should come down and support this show.
Let's hope they do. How many cars do you think you're going to have, Keith?
I would say 50 would be on the low side. I really do.
Okay. I hope so.
I really do. I'd be disappointed if it's anything under 50. Hopefully the weather conditions are, you know, decent. But and I even think the other divisions are going to be good, too. We opened that the crate cars up to we allow the sportsman cars to run with them. So we should get some Grandview cars for those Poker Series races. Pays $1,000 a win. They can run their tires. We don't make them buy Bridgeport tires. So that's going to be a good race. I'm actually – they all should be good races. You know, it doesn't matter how fast these cars go as long as they're built on a good race.
That's right.
So you, with your rule package, you tried to equal up the crates and the sportsmen, right?
Correct, yeah. We tried to put some weight on the sportsman cars, make them run steel wheels. You know, crate cars are lighter. They got a four-barrel carburetor. Sportsman's got a two-barrel carburetor. That first race, you know, I'd be surprised if the sportsman cars, there's going to be a little bit better drivers than the sportsman cars down there. So they'll be tough. You know, Whitmore will be down there. I'm sure Oppenhauer will be down there. So it'll be some good wood. It'll be a good race.
Yeah, I for sure. I think it will be. What else are you running that night?
Then we'll have the Outlaw stocks too.
And the Outlaw
three divisions.
Stocks. Yeah.
Yep. And that's kind of, they have a shootout race for that night too. That should draw 20 cars. It's just going to be, we've got to get all these races in. It's going to beat up that track. Get the modifieds out there first, make sure the track's in good condition so we put on a good race.
There you go. So, what is a 20-lap late model or lap Outlaw Street Black Flag Racing Shootout? What is that?
He's a guy that races down there, and he actually doesn't race. I think his wife drives a car for him, and he just likes to promote. He loves Bridgeport and likes to get these lap sponsors together. And I know he's putting on his own series. He's going to have five races, and he'll have his own little point fund. He pretty much handled that whole deal on his own. He just sends Outlaw stocks and wanted something for them, and we figured we'd put him on the Poker Series night so we can draw some extra cars.
Well, cool. Hey, admission is going to be $25 to get in for adults.
When do the gates open, Whip?
Hang on. Now you're throwing me off guard here.
Oh, sorry. Well, maybe we'll just give that job to Keith.
We should give that one to Keith.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, grandstand seats open, right?
Yeah. Students are from 10 to 15 are only $12, and kids 9 and under are free. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's maybe a good deal.
Yes.
Maybe if you shave, you can whip. You can go for 9.
I'm working hard. See, they better not ask me to work, man. I'll be pissed.
You want to be just a fan?
Yeah, I want to be there. You know, I want to work.
You don't want to pour concrete that day, right?
No. You know what'd be cool? 60. I'm predicting 60 cars for the Doug Hoffman 60 tribute.
That's a good one.
That's what I'm shooting for.
60.
60.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That'd be cool. I don't think Pouchy was there last year. Was it the Poochie, the old man?
No, he wasn't there for the first one there. He wasn't
That's
there
right.
for the first one.
I remember that.
But he'll be there this year. So.
Him and Horton were there.
at one time, right?
Season. You know, hey, you know, and that Billy Pouch guy gets around that Bridgeport Speedway pretty good.
He does.
He's not too bad down there at all, without a doubt.
You know, so hey, now I know last year your brother was trying to like keep the surface a little slow. You know, are you going to try to like go with that? You know, because the racing was good last year there at Bridgeport.
Yeah, we really liked the. You know, I talked about before the fans have no idea how fast the cars are going. They just want to see them side by side. So, it's easier on the equipment. It's easier on the driver. You know, when the track slows up a little bit, it's easier on the motor. You know, you run down there wide open. You're down to 19 seconds. You're over 100 miles an hour. There's no need to be going that fast. And we'd like to make it slow, slippery, and just get real wide racing all the way across the track. That's pretty much idea. That's pretty much idea for any racetrack.
Now, can
you know, get it wide.
Can you go into pits and tell those drivers that, listen, you can go wide open, or you can have a nice racing surface and race 3-4 wide? Are they going to be happy with the wider surface, or do they want to just go balls out?
I definitely think all the guys from New York want a wide surface. I'd say the few guys, you know, because when the track's wide open, the guys that start up front, I don't care how good a stuff you have, if they all got good stuff nowadays. It's hard to pass on the tracks that fast. So, I think pretty much everybody realizes now you got to learn how to drive on them slippery tracks, get your car set up, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know that's called, you know,
puts a good show on for the fans. Brings the driver back into it a little bit more. Horsepower doesn't count for everything.
Hey, right. Keith, are you tired of watching whacked out sports and seeing your flip on there all the time?
I haven't seen it, but everybody tells me about it.
I've probably seen that thing 100 times.
Did you really?
Yeah. Whacked out sports shows it at least once a month.
That was crazy. That was the first time I ever flipped. That was insane.
Wow, that was big.
Yeah,
for your first time.
For your first time. Yeah, I guess. Dude, that was no Tommy tip over.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again. I can tell you that.
Well, hey, right there, you can tell everybody you're going over 100 miles an hour at Bridgeport because you experienced it.
Yeah, absolutely. That tore up a race car, you know. There's a deal where the track conditions are fast, you know what I mean, and you get yourself in trouble, you bang a little wheels, and you get into situations like that.
Right.
When that track slows down a bunch, you don't bang wheels that hard. Everything slows down. It's just a lot better. It's better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The one problem we have with Bridgeport, it likes to take rubber, so that's bad because then it gets down to one groove. So we just got to watch ourselves there.
I think it's cool. It's so big. It's the biggest biggest 5/8 in New Jersey, so you can't take that away, you know?
No.
So what else do you got planned for the rest of the year there, Keith? I mean, you got some special shows planned later on.
Yeah, we got the next race, I think, is Memorial Day weekend. We'll have another Poker Series race. The Sprint Car race we're going to have in June sometime. That date might be changed now because I know I talked to Mike Hefner today. He's helping us out run the sprint car race, and I know the All-Stars scheduled a race for the date that we had. So we're going to have to move that race. We got the Friends of Mike race. That's going to be a big race down there, too. That's 91 laps. It's going to be Thursday, the weekend before Labor Day. That's going to be a big deal for us. I think that should be another race that draws a lot of good quality cars and pays $10,000 to win. I mean, that's a good payoff. And then, of course, the last race of the season will be gone but not forgotten, and that'll close us out for the year.
All right, that sounds great.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this race. This is going to be big.
I'm excited for the season down here at Bridgeport. We're looking forward to good things for you guys.
I appreciate it. You know, I really do. That's the kind of attitudes I like to deal with is positive attitudes. I've heard enough negative, so...
Yeah, see, that's it. Nobody needs to be negative, damn it.
No.
It's season, man.
Yeah. Be positive. Just have fun. Be happy.
Be thankful that they're keeping you guys are keeping Bridgeport going.
Absolutely. If these people knew all the work that was behind the scenes to make these tracks operate and a little bit of reward that you get from them, they wouldn't even go on South Jersey but write nothing but good things. I could promise you that.
Yeah, you just don't show up Friday, Saturday morning and open up the gate and, let's have a race.
Yeah, we open up the gates and we just bring a big briefcase to put our money in, and we go home at the end of the night.
That's all there is to it. Yeah. Well, Tim's across the table from us here, and he's shaking his head.
You're right.
I'll be up there on Sunday. I'm going to make my debut in Bobby Gunther Walsh's car Sunday at Big Diamond. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Get off this race. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's going to be got a new car put together, and Bobby's let me run his car, so I'm looking forward to get away from this racing just for one day that I'll be a driver again.
You can strap the helmet on and go for it. Just be a driver again. Cool. Good for you.
You gonna have Bobby Gunther Walsh giveaways?
Yeah. Is Bobby Gunther going to be the crew chief?
Bobby's going to be the crew chief. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Bobby.
No. So is Bobby going to run this year at Grandview? Is he going to come back and run Grandview this year?
Yeah, he's going to run Grandview, and then he's going to run Diamond. I'm probably going to make about 10 shows at Diamond this year. And he'll run the shows that I don't make.
Okay.
So, He'll be back at Diamond. He won't go back to Penn Cane anymore. And
good.
We just like to support Diamond. We'd like to support all the tracks. You know, you need to keep these tracks going. It's just, everybody bitches about them, but they should just go out and support them, make it a lot easier on everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, do you get any deals for the concrete batch plant across from you? Do they help you out with concrete?
No, not at all. No.
They're not a good neighbor?
They're not a good neighbor?
No.
We have to talk. We have to stop in there next week.
Yeah, you should.
Listen,
you know?
Dude. Well,
come on.
Rough them up a little bit.
Yeah, cut the break on the price.
You know.
Jeepers Christmas. So, hey, are you still going to have the bus, you know, the for the kids and all that this year?
What was that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Are you going to have the bus, you know, that the fan bus? What was that little mascot thing?
Yeah, what we are going to do is we're going to have that bus running every half hour. It'll go from the pits to the grandstand side so you can go back and forth or do whatever you want to do. We'll let the kids drive through the pits there and, you know, see the racers. And, we're definitely going to do that.
Oh, that's neat.
You want to be a kid again, don't you?
I want to be on that bus when you go through the pits. I just want to yell out the window. Wow, that's, you know what? I've never heard of that. That's cool that
that's
the bus taking the kids. That, you know, it gives them like an experience that they'll never really get.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I like that idea. That's brilliant. You know, now can the fans do that too? Can we get on the bus instead of having to walk all the way? That's the only problem I hate. No, no offense, but man, Bridgeport needs to move their pits on the front stretch.
They really do.
I mean,
they really
hell
do.
Hell of a walk, man. You know?
I mean, that's why they call it the Big 5/8.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, it's the fastest 5/8 in Jersey.
That's right.
Oh?
Oh, no. It's the only 5/8 in Jersey. Oh, that's okay. Okay. I get it.
Huh? Would you ever think about moving those pits over there? With, you know, because don't the micros, like, you know, the Fridays around are right there on. Right, on turn one.
Yeah. It's just we would love to move them pits over there. They really do need to be moved closer to the fans, so the fans could interact with the drivers and that. But we're just not set up to do that right now. But it's definitely something that should be addressed in the near future.
And are you still going to have after the feature where the top five come behind in the back of the grandstands?
Yeah.
Now that's a cool thing.
And we'll do the. We'll get the feature lineup. The modifies will be lined up behind the grandstands on opening day there, and that's when I would like to do the balloon toss, you know, and that the replica car will be, you know, it'll pace the field for the first couple laps, and then we'll do the one car out of line there.
Missing man formation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. You know what? You should have all the fans who wear their Doug Hoffman shirts go up there on the stage there on the front stretch. And get a picture.
That would be cool.
With all the Hoffman shirts.
A Hoffman shirt photograph. You know, everybody out there.
If you're wearing a Doug Hoffman shirt, you should, you know, get involved in that.
Well, you know, that's funny you said that. I did think about that. I thought about whoever wore a Doug Hoffman shirt, we'd get him down in Victory Lane.
Yeah.
Man.
Or
we'd
even
take that show. We'd be into the next day until we got that show finished.
Yeah, not everybody can get a picture with the winner with the Doug.
No, we're not talking about that.
A group picture, you know? Yeah, we'd be there until. What do we got? Well, we ain't got nothing to do the next.
That might be okay. We could charge for a 2-day show then. That, you guys might be on something.
Hey, right out of the box, man.
You know? Yeah. We'll have to get everybody to leave and then come back, pay to get back in for the second night, right?
Yeah, but what are we going to run, though? That's the question. That'll be the night you can tell everybody to run the 125.
There you go.
Just
sticking around for 125 laps. Yeah.
That would be a neat race if you had a pit stop.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that place is big. Did they ever do a pit stop race at Bridgeport?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, they did, but they're not allowed to be in the infield. They had to go back in the pits, which was kind of it defeats the whole purpose. Because if I was a fan, I'd want to see the pit stop.
Right. Is that a Jersey rule?
Yeah.
Because you know, like up Rolling Wheels in Weesport years ago, they used to have it right down the center of the infield.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was great. I mean, we went to all them races with Doug and that. That was a big. That's a big key to those races: the pit stop, when you're going to pit and get back out, and it's melee, but it's entertaining for the fans.
Yeah, those were the race, man. Rolling Wheels, 200 laps, man.
Yeah, So the state's not going to let you do something like that, even though you have all that space in the infield.
Yeah, how do you like that, right?
That's crazy.
It
what did they
crazy.
Used to do at Flemington? I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, because Flemington ran the Chamois Shine 200.
They had it going to pit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and we used to pit in the infield there.
Yeah,
I don't know what the deal was. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You might want to talk to those state police individuals and see if you can work it out.
Yeah.
Should we send Wimpy down to talk to them?
There you go.
No, I'll empty out my pockets first.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
be listening. They'll
yeah.
listen to you.
As long
as there ain't no dog.
Yeah.
You know. So, hey, what's the concession going to be like this year? Because Bridgeport had killer food last year.
They did.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same stuff. It's good stuff. Make sure you borrow that stuff up.
Yeah.
Good food this
year. I had meatloaf last year there one time.
I had wings there last year one time, and they were really good.
Yeah.
We pretty much kept the same menu as what we had before.
Oreo, deep-fried Oreo. Sammy's like deep-fried Oreo. Yeah.
Their pierogies are good. Pierogies and onions, they're good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm tired. So,
you can
I like
tell we're true fans, you know? We even
know we go to Bridgeport.
Heck yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, you know the menu.
But
when you know the menu, then I knew you guys are true fans.
Yeah,
that's
see, because I can only get to Steelers Grove because I'm committed to Grandview on Saturdays from April to 6 or so.
Yeah.
I can only get to Bridgeport at the beginning of the season, at the end of the season. You know, that's my only shot.
Well, you'll get there for that sprint car special, though, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, sprint car. I mean, I've seen the World of Outlaw late models there.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah. You know. And we talked with Keith about that before and how costly that is.
Oh, yeah. And that's when little Bloomquist had his bad back and everything. And he, oh, yeah. That was good.
He ended up winning that race, didn't
he?
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. I was down for that race.
He crawled out of that car.
He put
car.
On a good race.
Yeah, don't mess with me. Got in that car and kicked their ass. But, yeah, that's a big, sanctioning fee. And that's just like, with the sprint car show you're going to have now, that's just an open sprint car show. There's no sanctioning fee.
No, that's just, everybody knows Mike Hefner. He's a good friend of mine, and, Lance is driving for him this year, and he's helping us put the deal together. He's involved because he knows all the sprint car drivers, and of course, they like Mike. Mike helps out a lot of those guys, so they'll all support him. And, he already told me he's loaned Dave Blaney a motor to race this year with a sprint car, so he said he's going to get him to come to the race, and he said he'll get all the hot dogs to show up and, put on a good race.
That would be cool. I love
Bridgeport. If I went to try to draw these sprint car guys and they'd ask me a rule question, I wouldn't know. I have no idea. They're not going to come and race for me.
Mm-hmm.
But for Mike, they will.
But for Mike, they will, And watching a sprint car at Bridgeport, my God.
That was a show and a half last year.
And if that don't put you on your seat, man, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So.
All right, Keith. We're going to take a break here and wish you the best on your upcoming opening show and much success for the rest of the year. And we'll definitely be down to see you.
All right, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, everybody. Keith Hoffman. And we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back.
Hey, everybody, we're back. We came back. We made it.
Unbelievably, we made it. We're rolling
tonight. Well, second hour of Lowdown and Dirty, and in the studio right now with us is from Big Diamond Speedways, Mr. Timmy Long. How are you tonight, Timmy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And all excited for this big weekend?
We're pumped. We're ready to get this going. We had Test and Tune and an Enduro on Sunday.
How'd that go?
So we got cars on the track. We had 33 cars for the Test and Tune, and that was any division. Anybody could come. So we had Legends, 600 mods, late models, you name it, but 33 total cars.
Nice.
And then we had, I think, 12 cars in each Enduro race. But, you know, we got a show in, worked the bugs out with the workers, the concession stands, everything. So we're pumped and ready to go.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. I'm glad that's a nice, you know, good. Have they ever did a Test and Tune?
Yeah. Both years I've worked there, this is my third year, and all 3 years they've had a Test and Tune.
All right.
Now, we heard we had a little snow up there last night.
Last night, roughly 6 inches.
I'd be shooting.
God's country, right?
I'd be shooting myself.
The 50-degree weather today did us a favor. Hopefully, if we get one or two more days, we should be fine. All systems are go.
Good. And the track held up, you know, fairly decent, for the Test and Tune?
Yeah, it held up pretty well. Now, they had 3 inches of snow up there Saturday night, too, and when it stopped, we got the grader out, scraped it off, turned it over. Sunday morning, it melted off. The lowest part of the track, especially in the turns, was too soggy to race, but front and back stretch, you could use the whole thing, and you could use about three-quarters of the turn. So it was enough for the guys to go out and work the bugs out.
Good. And this Sunday, I miscorrected. I thought it was a small block, but this is a strictly small block, and it's a first points race.
Correct. This weekend, Sunday, 4 o'clock is when the racing starts. The gates open at 1. Season opener, first points race for all three divisions, the mods, the sportsmen's, and the roadrunners. And all three of them are extra money to win. The mods are going to be $3,000 to win, $300 to take the green, the sportsman's is $1,000 to win, and the roadrunners are $300 to win.
Nice.
And the modified race will be a 30-lapper. Normally we're 25, but for Sunday it's going to be 30.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we go 30 all the time?
I don't know.
Got to talk to the boss.
Talk to the management. Jake, listen.
Yeah, hey, you're tight with Jake. Say, hey, Jake, you know, they got Lowdown and Dirty got the change grand views. We're going to take credit for that for the late models.
For the late models, yeah. We got them 5 extra laps.
So, here's the deal. If you don't want a points race, don't show up Sunday. But if you want to run for points, you better be there.
Yeah, or else you're going to be 200-300 points in the hole to start the season if you don't show up Sunday.
So who are the headline guys that are going to be there for the modifieds this year?
Headline guys, I think, is going to be what everybody's used to every other year. Of course, defending champ Craig Von Dorn will be back. Jeff Strunk in his new ride. Talk to Harvey Bittler. Mimi DeSantis is definitely going to be back for a full season again. I think everybody knows just a couple weeks ago we got the commitment from Doug Manmiller and the 46 car that they'll be there every week. So it'll be your good, strong field that you're used to every other year, the same big guns. And wouldn't be surprised to have a couple first-time winners this year. Some of these new guys, you know, impressed last year, and I think they'll turn it up a notch this year.
Last year Cole Harris won.
Yeah.
You know, so, yep. I mean.
Yeah, Cole Harris, Dan Heinlein picked off his first win ever up there. Ricky Getter got his second career, so there's always a couple surprises.
Now, you saw Ricky Yetter's car at the mall shows. What a sharp-looking car. That is a beautiful-looking machine this year.
I did not see his car this year yet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we're knocking the pretty off him.
Yeah.
We're knocking the pretty off him Sunday, baby. We're knocking the pretty off him. All right.
And we're going to have Cozy up there every week. Frank's going to be in the 357. You missed that
Thank you. I forgot about him. I said all the regulars. Yeah, everybody knows he's in Norm's car this year. He'll be a regular every week. So, yeah, I expect him to be stout, great machine, great driver. Sure, he'll pick off a win or two or three this year and be right in the thick of the points battle.
So you got the who's who there, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. might not have high quantity, but we have high quality.
Quality, that's
quality.
It. Mm-hmm. And you can't best. And the sportsman division's a good division. I mean, they put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, they do. And actually, compared to last year, the sportsman division and the roadrunner division were both down car count-wise a little bit. This year, there's a lot of guys moving up from some of these lower divisions, the slingshots or micros or whatever. We actually think the regular field of sportsmen will probably be mid to upper 20s, which is good for us. And, well, it's good for any track. And the roadrunners look like they'll be averaging about 20, 22 a week. A lot of roadrunner guys, too. So the car counts look like they're going to be way up in the lower divisions this year, which is super.
Be alert in turn one, man. That's roadrunner corner. Don't mess with them people in turn one, man. That roadrunner corner.
I don't even go down there.
No, you don't. Stay up top. Stay up top in the restroom area. Don't go down in there, man. That's roadrunner corner.
I'll tell you, they have a heck of a following, and I don't mean any disrespect anybody when I say this, but more people stay for them than stay for the sportsmen, and I don't mean anything negative by that. People up there love their roadrunners. It's amazing.
They just have a following. That's what it means.
Yep.
That's great.
Just Kyle Killian alone, I think they reserve like 20 seats a week just for their family, you know?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a quarter of the corner.
That's right.
You know?
That's great.
Yeah, man, they don't mess around there. So now we're talking off there that there's some improvements been done up there at Big Diamond.
Yeah, the place looks really good. When I was on a couple weeks ago when you guys were kind enough to have me on, I had mentioned a couple things that I had heard they were doing. I actually was up on Tuesday night for the first time in months, and I was shocked. I mean, nothing huge,
right?
But things that really, for
make
lack
a difference.
Of a better term, pretty the place up.
Yeah.
You know, in years past, everybody that's a regular there, you know, you go there and the same rusty poles holding up the fence and this and that. Everything has been touched up with gloss black paint. Looks beautiful. The catch fence on the front stretch is all brand new. The chain link fence between the fans and the flagger is all new. It's the green coated chain link fence. New fence in the pits between the pits and the track. Just a whole bunch of things like that. Buried a lot of the overhead wires to make the infield look a little bit cleaner. Tons of bleacher boards. And this week they're working on the entrance. When you come in now on both sides, there's going to be flagpoles with racing flags on them as you drive in the entrance.
Cool. You know what we need from last year? They need to move Victory Lane closer. Remember where it was in the infield? It was too far away. It needs to be moved closer.
Yeah. I think it's at the same spot, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We can put it in good work.
That's a year two improvement right
there.
Yeah.
And we also heard that there's some lighting changes been made.
Yeah, the lights, I think they added a tower or two and also adjusted them severely. You know, big change. I think you're going to see a lot brighter track than you've seen in the past. And also there's been some complaints in years past about the speakers. Speakers have been upgraded to a point, too. So I think the fans are really going to notice these small, subtle changes, but it's really going to make a difference.
Oh, that's great. I'm excited for that.
And another important change, you know, everybody loves their food.
Yeah.
New food supplier this year. And when I say a positive thing, it's probably just as good as or better than what we had in the past. But all the prices came down a little. Some of them only like a quarter, but every little bit helps.
Hey, four quarters is a dollar, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll get four hot dogs a night.
Yeah, I ate five before I came here, man.
like last year, I think the sodas were $2.25. We went with an even two.
Right.
You know, everything, we tried to drop a little bit, make it a little gentler on the pocket. You know, same thing.
Feel good when we're there.
Right. Well, another thing, you know, I'd get into admission prices for a minute if I could for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's your show. For it.
Since it's a bigger race, it's going to be a little higher than our normal weekly thing. But the general admission for the adults is going to be $20.
Don't mind the first week, people.
Yeah,
it's going to be $20 every week.
Yeah. Get off it now.
Yeah.
We've always had the senior and military. You know, they get a $2 discount with ID. Something that we did new this year is there's also a student price, 13 to 17 with ID. They also get that $2 break.
Okay.
Kids
so, bring your,
ID, right?
Right. Bring your school ID and save your mom and dad $2.
Hey, yeah. Why not?
And then just like every other year, 12 and under is free. But something else that we did this year, and there was a press release out on it, and we might have talked about it on here before, Rock Auto, the people that give all the wristbands, everything, they stepped up as a sponsor, and they're helping us with the Family 4-Pack. The Family 4-Pack, the price will change depending on what the show is.
Mm-hmm.
For a regular show, it's always going to be the same price. But like this week, for the opener, you'll get 2 adult tickets, 2 student tickets, 2 hot dogs, 2 hamburgers, and 4 drinks for $75. Where if you would just add up the admission prices, figure it out, your food's pretty much free.
Yeah, so right. If you're in line and you're a single, you need to team up with a parent who has, you know, 2 kids, you know, like and then you can save yourself a couple bucks, you know, and you can't beat that.
Yeah, we're trying to look out for the families. The money's still tough for everybody, and we thought if we can help it and get more people in the stands by doing a family pack, why not?
Hey, bring a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Bring a friend. What are you going to do, stay home and watch? Where are they at, California?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Might as well be excited and go watch Big Diamond. At least there you'll be entertained.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
The gates open when on Sunday?
The gates open at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and the first heat is at 4 o'clock.
Warm-ups start around 3:30.
What do we usually give, about 25 minutes? So I'd say, yeah, 3:30, 3:35 probably for warm-ups. And another thing, too, just since we're talking about improvements or changes, this Sunday from 2:30 to 3:15, and we're going to do this every week for a 45-minute window, there's going to be 1 modified, 1 sportsman, and 1 roadrunner on display in front of the grandstand for the fans every week to see the cars
up close.
Yeah, you know, we can't take the kids back into the pits, but at least we can bring the cars out to the kids. So.
Well, that's neat. Good job.
Yeah. I don't have a commitment from a modified driver yet, but for the sportsman, Wayne Whitmer is going to have his car on display, and then the roadrunners, it's going to be TJ the DJ Fitzpatrick. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Always a stout runner in that division.
Mm-hmm.
So we need one of those modified guys to step up, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get Brad Arnold, but I just didn't get the yes yet, but I'm pretty sure I will.
Come on, Brad.
Come on, Brad.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Step it up.
He will. He's a good kid. That's one that the Diamond Dog predicts. First win for Brad Arnold this year.
Oh,
the
Diamond Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Diamond Dog.
We love the Diamond Dog.
The Diamond Dog, would you?
What's that?
I don't know who Diamond Dog is. Could you introduce me someday?
I'll introduce you to Diamond Dog. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always heard about this guy, but I don't know who he is or nothing.
Big Diamond's number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not even a close second.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just good for racing.
He loves racing. Weren't they going to change the entrance to, like, when you went into the racetrack? Weren't they trying to do something with that, you know, from the grandstand, from the fans who drive into it? Were they changing the entrance into the speedway? Weren't they talking about doing that?
Well, just the main entrance from the road in, that's what I was talking about, the flagpoles. That's where we put the flagpoles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then once the weather breaks, there's a plan to landscape it, but right now it's just too muddy and yucky. And
remember what we talked about the last show? On the back straightaway, on that bank there where the Union scoreboard is, that's where we need Big Diamond landscaped right there.
No, I said we needed some big couches back there, you know.
Yeah,
put some fans back there.
That'd probably be a cool view.
Yeah,
I know. In the pits, when you watch them going down the back straightaway off of 2, that's a cool shot.
Yeah, it is a cool shot.
Yeah.
Cool shot. But you're right. No, that landscaping would look cool back there.
Big time. We've always said that for years. The guru came up with that. I can't take any credit for that. The guru
there you go.
Came up with that one.
Shout out to the guru on that.
Shout out to the guru. You know, so well, I'm telling you. And then when is the big block small block race? Is that the following weekend?
No, it's actually 2 weeks
two
later.
Weeks.
We start off this Sunday with the opener that we've already gone over.
Mm-hmm.
Then we switch right away to Friday. March 29th, Friday night, regular show that everybody's used to. But the difference that night is the return of the street stocks for the first time since 1997.
That's right.
So they will be at that first show. I think we'll get a pretty good turn out of them. I'm thinking maybe 15 or so, and then we'll slowly build from there. But they'll be on that show March 29th. That'll be the only difference from a regular show. Then the show you mentioned, the big block, small block challenge race that we're calling Money in the Mountains.
Right.
That's going to be Friday, April 5th. And
April 5th, okay.
Hopefully we get a drop-dead gorgeous day. We want to hit a huge home run with this show. If we,
you can almost guarantee that's going to be a yearly thing.
If we knock it out of the park, you can plan every year that's going to be a show.
Okay. That works.
Yep. It's a pretty good payday. $7,500 to win, $500 to take the green. That's good take the green money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I spoke about it last time I was on here, but Mr. Diamond Dog that we spoke about, him and all his racing buddies collected $700. That's going to go to a hard luck driver that does not make the feature that night.
Dude, that, you know,
that is really good.
That's how much some of them sprint car guys got for racing, $700.
Yeah, that's right. World of Outlaws, last to pay there in the feature was $700. So. Yeah.
Here, you don't even have to make the feature.
You don't even have to make the feature. You just got to be the hard luck.
Yeah, you got to be the hard luck guy. You know, but that is fantastic.
I mean, it's cool Diamond Dog's doing it, but you really don't want that award.
No,
you don't.
But, you know?
Diamond Dog and his dudes, they deserve
Diamond
the
Dog
clap.
Diamond Dog deserves the clap, you know. He probably don't, I don't know, you know, he probably, it's the first time we ever gave the clap to him.
That's true.
You know?
Hey, maybe the last, I don't know. But
maybe, hopefully it ain't the last, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really hoping we get a good turnout for that show. If we don't get, you know, high 40s, low 50s, I'll be disappointed, me personally. Because you look, if we can get our regular guys there, you should have in the 20s to begin with.
Right.
And I have, now unless these guys change their minds, which racers do, but as of the last couple of weeks, I had commitment from the entire Gypsum team. So there you go. Stuart Friesen, Matt Chester coming up from Delaware, John Stangle, and I'm drawing a blank who the other guy was that told me from New Egypt. But then also Sammy Piazza, who's not a regular, he said he'd come up, Billy Pouch Jr., Neil Williams.
There you go. Neil the wheel.
And I'm sure if Junior Poochie's coming, I'm sure the old Pops is coming.
I would think, but I didn't get a commitment on that yet. I'm not going to throw out anybody's name that I didn't hear from personally, but it should be a really good show.
That's 10. You just named 10 right there.
Yeah.
Or 30, you know, 35.
You know, and then I got a lot of maybes. You know, Mike Mahaney, maybe Jerry Higbee, maybe Danny Tyler, maybe.
What I mean, because I don't think none of the New York tracks really open up yet.
They open the next day. Cannondale races Saturday.
Well, that's way.
The
only one that's going to be up there is going to be Payne and
And then I guess Fonda runs Sunday, but you know, if you're not going to run Cannondale, well, you can run us and.
Right. And you know what? It might be even be better because going from Canandaigua to Fonda is like you might as well just drive across New York State. I mean, Jesus.
It's a tow.
It pretty much is from Canandaigua to Fonda. You're driving right across the state, right across the turnpike. So you might as well just stay here and run Big Diamond and then go to Fonda.
We hope so.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know,
listen up, drivers.
Yeah.
You know, so. Well, I mean, I think you're probably going to get a decent field car count. I'd like to see some some 5 mile point guys come down, but I don't know if they will.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, they're kind of tough for some reason. And one thing with this show too, in case I didn't mention it, no sail panels.
Right.
Got to be the conventional body, so maybe some of those guys don't want to change their bodies.
Yeah. You know, because I went to like that car show up there. There was quite a few sail panels.
Lots of sail panels. Yeah.
Aside from that, the rule package is going to follow ROC rules as far as the motors. You can run American Racer tires. You can run Hoosier tires. You're not locked.
New York guy.
Yeah, you're not locked into the Big Diamond Grandview stamp like you are in a normal week.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's there to invite anybody to come except for the sail panels. That's the one thing we're not going to do.
Are you a fan of the sail panels?
Yeah.
I kind of like
them on the sportsman because it gives some distinction between.
Just a little different shape, you know, so you can identify a little different. Would Big Diamond ever think about putting sail panels on the sportsman's?
No.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Old school. Keep them the way they've been forever.
All right. I'm cool with that. You know, because my friend Dougie Whitmore, or Hendrickson, he won the points title in the sportsman. this year up there. Surfer boy. Yeah.
Yep. And I guess he'll be back to defend from what I understand. So.
Well, I just remember it because Joey had a thing up there for operator's engineer, and that's what he is.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He's a union brother. So I just remembered that. Yeah, but yeah, Dougie's a good guy. He runs good. And he came up through the street stocks.
Yes.
Oh, no, excuse me. The road,
Road runners.
Yeah, I'm not positive, but I think he did the big diamond. The way you go there is you start in the Endura, you move up to the road runner, then you go either sportsman or right to the mods. And
he hated him up there in the road runner. They hated him. Because he won all the time.
He won.
They hated him. Everybody hates a winner.
Yeah, you know, the Brett Hearn syndrome, you know?
Yeah, don't be a hater. don't be a hater.
No.
Yep. So, is there any midweek shows at Big Diamond this year? Do we got a Pennsylvania Speed Week show?
Yeah, we do have a Pennsylvania Speed Week show, but it's a Sunday. So,
well, that's okay.
You know, no midweek, really. The only midweek shows at the track will be the Thursday nights on the Little Diamond. Other than that, all our shows are Fridays. Saturdays, we have 5 Enduros and a couple AMA motorcycle races. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays are the Speed Week.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Speed Weeks.
And then, of course, we finish with the Coal Crackers always a Sunday.
Yeah, and is that 100 or is that a 72 again?
72. We're going to stick with 72.
Stick with 72?
Yep. I think everybody liked that. The competitors, less wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
The fans, it doesn't last as long. It keeps it more exciting, just like the 76er.
Right, yeah. And you can't sit there and stand back for the first 25 laps because you got to go.
You got to go.
Well, that's a good move. You know, that's a good move.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And it was really well accepted last year when we did it for the first time. Mm-hmm. So why not? And no change in pay. So we're asking you to run 28 laps less, and we didn't change the purse.
Right. So shut up.
sort of like those concession price reductions. You know, mm-hmm. Same kind of. You know.
Yeah. You know.
Cool.
Is the lemonade stand coming back ever?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't hear an update on the lemonade stand. Yeah, people have been asking about that in the fried Oreos, and I don't know.
You gotta have the lemonade, man. Gotta have the. Yeah. And you used to have the Belgian waffles.
Remember them?
Yeah. Man, they were like...
On a hot night, those were really good.
That was it. After a trip out to the car, it was a Belgian waffle.
It really worked.
It was perfect. That was the best dessert, you know? Yeah, that was probably the best dessert at any dirt track.
There you go.
You know? I remember. I loved it. You know?
The ice cream at Lincoln's pretty good, though, too, but...
Yeah, but... No,
but you got to have a waffle with it. Yeah.
With some strawberries on it, man. That was it, man. Tim, come on, help us out, Tim.
Okay.
Put in a good word.
Put a good
there
word
you go.
In for us. You know? I'm excited for Sunday.
Yeah, I am too.
And the weather looks good, finally. I've seen it changed.
Yeah, every day the temperature goes up a degree or two, and the sun looks like it's going to be out. So if it sticks what they're saying now, we're going to have 50 and sunny. Perfect.
Perfect.
Nope.
So get up there early, people. Do a little tailgating.
Yeah, check out the facilities. Come visit the guys that are going to have their cars on display. Going to have some local groups doing some fundraising there. I know there's a softball team that'll be selling some tickets and stuff. So you check out their wares. So.
Anybody running the 50-50 up there this year? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a local fire company.
Fire company's got it? Okay.
Yeah, we try to support the fire companies and that sort of thing.
And they
know.
Do a brilliant job with the boot drive because they know right where to stand for the boot drive.
Oh, yeah. And they never miss a big race. I'm sure they'll be set up for money in there.
Have your dollars ready. You ain't going to a go-go bar. You're helping the firefighters.
Right, they need it. They really do.
Yeah, they
do a good job. They all
do. Do you get any hassles from the neighbors or anything up through there? Are the neighbors all good up through there?
I've never heard of any complaints. I'm not going to say that Jake doesn't get some calls or bumping the locals, but no, is there, you know, like four action tracks getting beat up in the papers right now?
Yeah.
You know, we don't get any of that. There's no neighbors making us think about noise or dust or they seem to all be fans. I mean, if you leave the track and go down through Forest, so, I mean, geez, you have the Olenek family, you have Elvin Brennan, they're all racers.
Road runners, man.
Yeah, all the neighbors are there. Mm-hmm. So no complaints. The neighbors are wonderful up there.
Well, that's cool. That's good to see. Because we had Harp on last week, and he does this community thing. Where, like, if you're part of the community, you know, like you live in a neighborhood, you can come, you know, for one night. You know, that's just fun, you know, to help. Maybe get more people.
Yeah. I think it's something 2 years ago where they did community nights. Last year we skipped it. I don't know if we're looking to do it again this year. I didn't hear any announcement, but who knows? Who might.
Right. Are we going on break? Or no? We're going to keep going? Okay. It's better when you put your headset on.
It's better when I have my headset on, my mic down, huh? Yeah, we're gonna take a little break here.
Think we can come back?
We're gonna come. Well, I'm not gonna promise everything here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to get Mr. Nick on here. Mr. Nick Leach.
One more track to talk about.
One more track to talk about New Egypt, and I know this guy will be up on the wheel. He always is, and we'll be back after we take a short break here and bring Mr. Leach on, and we'll be back to everybody. Okay. Thanks, folks, and thanks, Tim, for being with us tonight.
My pleasure. Anytime. I always enjoy talking to you guys. You have a great show, and we appreciate your support.
We're jacked up for Sunday.
Yeah, I'm jacked up, too. Looking forward to it.
The back of the blood.
We're going racing.
We're going racing, baby.
All right. Thanks again, Mike.
Are we on? I didn't. Can you hear me? Hey, folks, we're back. Welcome to Lowdown on 30. Is Nick on the line with us?
Nick's coming on right now. Yeah, Nick's here.
Hey, Nick, you there?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Hey, it's Whippy. I didn't get to talk to Nick the last time.
Oh, you didn't? You were?
No, I wasn't here.
The weather.
I was under the weather. Yeah, I had.
Yeah, that's right. You had to clap.
No, I don't. We passed the clap out. I didn't get the clap.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a little man. I think I should get the clap once in a while. You know, everybody's getting a clap tonight. What the hell?
All right, Nick.
All right.
Just
all
for
right.
you, Nick. You're going to get a clap.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
It's take penicillin and you'll be fine.
I only did that because I felt sorry for you.
Well, you know, you got to watch when you talk to Adams. You'll get the clap once in a while.
You know him, I see.
You know I love you, Nick. You know I love you.
I know that. Hey, congratulations. You know, Dwayne Howard gets a win with that big A on his car. He looked pretty good.
Hey, thanks, man. It's just one of those things. Yeah, this guy's just got things figured out. I mean, he's I've been saying this for the past 3 years. Dwayne is the best he's ever been. And
well,
I think at this point in time, he could hop into a dumpster and do good in that as well. So, I mean, it's just unreal. I mean, the chassis change was a little bit of a concern for the team, but they're so focused and so up on it. It's unbelievable. And they just get out there and just it's all business. They just get the job done.
Last year at this time, I think we're saying the same thing. Everybody at Granville, you better watch out because he's dialed in after he won the opener at Sealands Grove last year. And it looks like the same kind of program.
Well, the good ones don't have a problem adapting to what they got. He's got a good team there. The Pouches, the Hearn, they all do the same thing, you know. So,
exactly right.
I mean, it was a good race between him and Godown. And hopefully, you know, from what I gather, he's going to come to New Egypt with the 126 car, which is a great car.
Yeah.
Glenn Heinemann's car, so hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. Everything's a go at New Egypt right now. I talked to the owner this morning, and he said everything's ready to go. As long as Mother Nature cooperates, we should be in good shape.
So we won't have to use the new sprinkler system?
Hopefully not. You know, I mean, you know, everybody's battling with the weather, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think we should start racing end of April, beginning of May, to be honest with you, when it gets
Same
a little
here.
Warmer.
I
that's
agree.
Just my opinion.
I think we should start later and go later.
Right.
It almost seems like the seasons are off by like a month anymore. I don't know.
It right. seems like
no.
you can go right through October, right into almost the beginning of November sometime.
Yeah, I agree
uh-huh.
with that.
Yep. And that would make
that.
Everybody happy. You would probably get more fans because it would be a little warmer. And we got aluminum grandstands, and you freeze your ass off over there.
Yeah, brother.
Aluminum grandstands.
Yeah.
Been
but
there.
The fans
been
are
there.
Loyal. They'll
uh-huh.
be there. I mean, hey. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to going to Bridgeport the following week.
Cool.
I can't wait to get there. I'll have my Doug Hoffman apparel on. And I
there you go.
A lot of luck.
Yeah.
And,
good for
and,
you.
You know what? I went to a Pinewood Derby last week with my little buddy Dan Allen. I don't know if you've been on my Facebook page, Joe, but he made a tribute car to Doug Hoffman, our championship car that he won with at East Windsor.
Saw that.
And he gave him a Doug Hoffman autographed picture that I had. The kid never got to meet Doug, but when he seen the picture, it was worth $1 million.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That is
man,
awesome.
You should
congrats
get the clap
to him.
Like, yes!
Absolutely. That was cool.
And
that was way
it was
cool.
worth $1 million to him and his father, and they're a good family. And you got people listening to us from Michigan tonight.
That's awesome.
My buddy Randy Hamburg, who makes them models that you see on my page.
That guy
is
unbelievable.
Yep, he's listening right now. Yep, yep, he's listening right now.
Welcome to Lowdown and 30.
Welcome,
thank
hello,
you for
Michigan.
Listening.
Yep, he's
shout
I
out
to
the
listen
MI.
To that show. I said, yeah, these guys are good, and they're probably going to bust my stones pretty good, so be prepared. So.
What? Now, let's go back to New Egypt. Who do you think's going to – you think it's going to be a battle between that Pouch guy and that Godown guy again this year?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the rivalry, you know. I mean, you know, they're all going to small blocks, and, you know, it's going to put the drivers back in the seat. But, you know, you got Neil the Wheel there, and, you know, we've got a couple guys that are going to go to Bridgeport because of the big block deal and all. But I think we're going to be okay. I mean – you know, the guys that had big blocks that couldn't get small blocks are definitely going to, you know, go to Bridgeport and where they have to go, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going to suffer too bad. I think we're going to have a good field of cars. I
are
mean,
you still going to have
yeah.
Ron John? You're
yeah.
still going to have Rick Law?
Yeah, we're still going to have Ron John. We're still going to have, you know, a couple of good guys, you know.
How about Nicholas Buffalino? Where is he going? Is he going to be there?
I don't know. I don't know where Dominic's going. I don't.
That's like
I don't
a great
know what's
name.
Going
I love
on.
That.
It's kind of up in the air. You know, I don't. You know, I'm not in the office. I'm just an announcer. You know what I mean? And I just I know that the big guns will be there, and we got a lot of good guys. You know, David Van Horn's going to be there again, and
David,
you know,
great.
And Willie Osmond's got a new rod. He's driving a Norsa car this year, and Tad Cox is going to be there. A lot of the good guys are going to be there. I mean, you know, you got two great tracks in New Jersey. You don't want to see anything happen to either one of them. You want
Absolutely.
Both to stay in business. And, you know, it is what it is. I hope they do well. I hope we do well. Fred's put a lot of money into the racetrack. He's made a lot of changes, a lot of staff changes. A lot of people are shaking their heads. Well, hopefully at the end of the year they'll be nodding their heads in the right direction because he's definitely put a lot of effort into this year, and it's going to be pretty cool, I think.
How far apart is Bridgeport and New Egypt? How many miles apart are they? Do you know?
Well, from my house, I think I can get to Bridgeport in 45 minutes. I can get to New Egypt in probably like 35 minutes. So there's like an hour.
Okay.
So they're not far apart. It's just the difference in like you said, the speed and how big the tracks are, and
right.
the guys that didn't like New Egypt aren't going to come to New Egypt, and the guys that didn't like Bridgeport aren't going to, you know, go to Bridgeport. They're going to come to New Egypt, and that's the way it's always been.
Each track has something to offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I think they're, you know, we're both going in the right direction here. I think we're
mm-hmm.
doing what we got to do. They're doing what they got to do. I think what they're doing for Doug is awesome. Of course, you guys know he drove a car for my brother and myself, and
mm-hmm.
I think what they're doing for that race is awesome, and I definitely believe that everybody should wear, you know, their Doug Hoffman T-shirt for that day. That would
cool.
definitely be awesome. You know
one,
I mean?
The only thing that would be neat, everybody have a Doug Hoffman picture, you know, have a
that
shirt.
Would be so cool.
Yeah. I'm looking at them right now in my computer room. I'm looking at the pictures that I have of them, and I'm,
what,
you know,
yeah.
I got
what,
a ton of them.
what shirt you wearing for the tribute for Doug? What one you wearing?
I have one that we had made up when he first started driving for us.
Okay.
And on the back of it, it says, "Just when you thought it was safe to come back." That's what it says on the back of the shirt.
Cool.
Because that's when him and Johnny first teamed up. So.
Right.
And, yeah, he ran for us 2 years at Windsor. He won my brother two owners championships, and then we won the outright championship. But no, we were definitely pleased to have Doug run first. And him and Johnny were talking about doing something right before his untimely death there. And him and Johnny were talking about the poker series, and he was lining up rides for that. And my brother was talking to him right up until the time that he left us, you know. So
uh-huh.
my brother still can't believe it, you know what I mean? It's tragic. It's really,
yeah,
really
I think
tragic.
We all can't, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, not to change the subject here, but what, you know, like on Facebook, they had a picture of New Egypt with the new build, you know, the black wall around there. What's
yep.
that all about?
Well, we're trying to be neighbor-friendly.
Okay.
And there's a big horse farm behind us, and Fred's trying to, you know, I'm not going to say he's going to sell that all as ad space, but, you know, it's going to try and keep the noise in and keep the dust in
right.
a little bit. And, you know, everybody seems to have their opinion on, oh, if a car goes flying through there, or this, that, and the other. Trust me, the man doesn't ever do anything half-assed. He had an engineer down there. Plus,
uh-huh.
with the way he thinks and the way he is, he just, it's all top-notch. I mean, if a car hits that, it's going to bounce back before it goes through, I would think. So
okay.
I'm probably going to have a million people texting me now and jacking me up on South Jersey Dirt. How do you know that? Well, after I talked to him this morning, I kind of know that, and I believe in what he's telling me. And there was a lot of times where, you know, I didn't agree with a lot of things that Fred did. But, you know, I've talked to Fred more since motorsports, and I have talked to Fred in a long time, and I'll tell you what, he's got me believing in his game, man. He's really on his game now, and he's got me believing in what he's believing in. If he's got me believing in the church he's in, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, sure. It sounds like you two had a good day at church then.
Yeah,
we did. I mean, he's really got me believing what he's, and now, like I said, I was a non-believer for a while, and
you don't come across as a church guy, Nick.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but it's nice that you guys are on the same page. And
yeah.
My
most
church
important.
Is at New Egypt Speedway on
there
Saturday
you go.
Night. I've never
there
missed
you
a
go,
show
brother.
There. And if I was going to miss one, it rained out. So,
uh-huh.
you know. But I know who the baddest guy on the planet is, and he don't drive a race car. He's upstairs, trust me.
Oh, yeah. amen there, brother. I hear you.
So, or, yeah. you know, close to Joe Adams. You know, he's next to God, too. So.
Hey, how long you... Oh, do we have a caller?
Hey, fellas, I got somebody on the line here. Sort of long distance.
Yes,
caller?
You do. Yes.
Hello, welcome
yourself.
To the Lowdown and Dirty.
Michigan.
Hey,
how
are
you doing?
You?
All right. Hey, I can't even say long-time listener, first-time caller, can I?
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
It's all good.
Hey, I don't mean to steal the thunder from Nick there at all. So, you know, I just heard him talking there. He told me about the show this evening. I saw it on his Facebook page, and I thought, man, this is right up my alley, listening to racing shows.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate you tuning in, and especially giving us a call. And I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of your model work there. That stuff is just unbelievable.
Hey, well, I've been building models for about 52 years.
Just now getting the hang of it, huh?
Starting to get the hang of it, yeah. I think I started building when I was 6 years old, and I used to live there in Nazareth.
Ah.
Very close to us here.
What's that?
You're very close to us here. We're just right outside of – we're right in Bechtelsville. We're right outside of Grandview Speedway. So you're not
there
far,
you go. Yeah.
Far from the call.
Well, we used to walk right past Mario's parents' house when we'd walk down to the track.
Oh, yeah.
We lived in Nazareth and, you know, moved away when I was 13 in 1967 there. And
Jesus, I was a year old.
I went to school with Dale Snyder. He was one of my classmates.
Okay.
Snyder Videos. And,
yep, Snyder Videos, yep.
In fact, he worked with my brother in later years, my oldest brother. And, you know, I always try to stay in touch. Always, as kids, mom and dad buy us subscriptions to AARN there, and you know, just kind of stay in tune with the racing scene down there. And
you can move to Michigan, but you can't take the dirt modified out of them.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you what. In the early '80s, about '81 or so, I think it was '81. My brother Doug had lived in, moved back to Nazareth when he got married in '77, and then he was on Randy Bach's pit crew.
Okay,
I don't know if you remember Randy Bach,
sure.
sportsman runner there in Nazareth. And about '81, my brother Doug bought his Falcon modified or a sportsman and brought it back to Michigan. He raced that thing up here for close to 10 years and did real well with it in that time, too. You know, so
that's great.
That car made a few laps, you know.
Yeah, that's great
and,
stuff.
We've been trying to track it down. The last we knew it was in the lower part of Michigan here, and we're trying to get it back. Somebody was looking to get it and restore it down there, and I've got a guy that restores down in the Lansing area in Lansing, Michigan, and he's friends with Tim Fedewa, and they do a lot of restoration stuff down there, and so he's been trying to locate that thing. Last we knew it ran at a speedway called Butler Speedway in the lower part of Michigan.
Well, nice. That's great. So, you know, PA modifieds never die, right? They just go to Michigan.
Hey, you know what? When the Super Dirt Series came out here to Ionia Speedway, I made the 3.5-4 hour trip down to that track just to watch the guys that night. It's like, you know, that's as close as I'm going to get to out east again.
Yeah,
for watching racing as of that time last year, you know. But I did come down in July. Nick invited me down and treated me like I was a royal guest or something there at the Speedway.
That is great.
And, man, I'll tell you what, that is some track. I enjoyed the night there. Holy cow.
It is a great facility. Randy, if you ever get out this way again, look us up, you know, all right? Get on the show, get us connect, you know, get to us on Facebook or whatever, and we'd love to chat.
Yeah, you want to wish you want to wish your buddy Nick some much success for 2013?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
We already gave him the clap.
Yeah, we gave him a clap for it.
You know, my wife, she's my wife's probably wondering, too, what the heck's going on. She's listening at my daughter and son-in-law's house. She's babysitting the granddaughter in town. And she's probably thinking, oh,
what is he doing? Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, this show just took a real bad turn.
Yeah.
Wow. But
Nick,
welcome to the Porn Hour here on Down and Dirty.
There you have it.
So, yeah, it's been great getting to know Nick and stuff, you know. been
he does an excellent job, man. He gets down there to Egypt,
man.
Man's jacked up.
I'm telling you, Nick is awesome.
It's been just over a year since I did some work for him. I built a couple of cars that Johnny ran. And I'm building some slot cars with the model kits, and that's what we do up here. That's our racing excitement in the winter.
What's wrong with that?
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Randy.
Four-lane tracks, so, yep. So.
It was great having
anyway.
You on. And,
yes.
Please,
thank you so much for calling.
You bet.
I hope you're a weekly listener from now on and calling
in. I've got you on my
favorites.
So,
okay, great.
Cool.
You know.
Glad to hear that. Thank you so much for tuning in all the way from the great state of Michigan.
You bet. And it's snowing like I'm son of a
like
gun.
Like an SOB.
I'll bet you I got 15 inches of snow today out here. It's funny. The weatherman from yesterday said we were supposed to get like 7 inches between yesterday morning and Wednesday night. And hell, we got
15
inches out here today, you know.
I wish I could be as wrong with my job as the weatherman.
Yeah, weather people are not the most accurate at times. It's just unbelievable.
It was funny because they were saying on the news or on the weather yesterday, last year at this time we had 82 degrees. So
wow. Huge difference.
Man, it's like an 82 degree on Saturday, huh?
That's what we need.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. All right, fellas, thanks for letting me intrude on your show tonight.
Oh, no.
Our pleasure.
Pleasure having you on.
Thank you for intruding.
All right. Okay. Good enough, guys.
Thank
all
you
right.
very
much. Side Enjoy down, all right?
All right, we'll do that.
All right, guys. Take care. Night, Nick.
Good night, Randy.
Hey, Nick, how long you been announcing at New Egypt?
Ever since it's been dirt. 15 years, yep.
Wow.
Yep, it'll be 15 years this year. Me and Pete, and there's probably like four of us that have been there the whole time.
Okay.
Since it started, there's been people come and go, but we've got a pretty good team. This year, the old guy Bill went back to Bridgeport. He was the other announcer. We had three announcers, so now I'm going to go back out in the crowd and do all the stuff that he did. He's real good friends with Dave Adams, and him and Dave are really, really tight, you know, and we kind of figured that Bill would go back there. You know, I mean, that's where he started. So, so now it's just going to be the Nick and Pete show again. Yeah. And he's going to go back to Bridgeport where he started. And, you know, he was comfortable with that. And, he decides that he wants to change his mind and come back. He's more than welcome to come back. You know, so it's open door policy for him. He was a great guy. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss him. He brought a lot of light to New Egypt, a lot of humor, and he's a great guy. And I just got to be his friend doing that, and he got to be his personal friend too. He's done a lot of things for me off the racing deal too. So he's a great friend of mine.
I do Victory Lane at Grandview on Saturday nights, and this is a question I get intimidated by only a couple people when they pull into Victory Lane. Is there anybody that does that to you? You know, when you got an interview.
There's two guys. And they don't intimidate me.
It's not like intimidating, but I mean, it's just, you know,
you don't know how they're going to answer your question, because sometimes they're, you know, and I really don't want to say this over the air, but I've said it to them personally, so it doesn't matter. Rocco Infante is one of them at New Egypt. He runs a sportsman car, which he's going to run modified now. And Rick Laubach. Rick always acts like he's miserable unless he wins.
We call him grumpy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If he wins, he's great. But if he doesn't win, he's kind of, and you don't know what he's going to say. And I think half of the time, some of these times, these guys don't think, and they sound arrogant. I know they don't mean it, but they sound arrogant. And after I give them the question and the answer, and I'm like, well, you just lost 20 fans there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't think that they mean it really, because I know Roblox got a ton of fans, and I know Rocco's got a ton of fans.
Right.
And I am a fan of Laubach. I mean, he's a good racer. I mean, in my position, I'm a fan of a lot of guys, you know?
Right.
And speaking of Mr. Pouch, I mean,
that's,
if you want to race
mine
against...
right there, man. That's my intimidating one right there.
I mean, if you want to race against Mr. Pouch, you can in Horsham this coming Friday night. From 4 to 10, he's going to be at this the Speedway kart track.
Yep.
The Speed Raceway kart track in Horsham. They're having an opening night there, opening night kickoff for him. and he'll have his car there, and he'll be racing because they're sponsoring him this year. That's his
That's
big
cool.
sponsor.
There you go, guys and gals. Yep. If you think you can wheel with the best of them in the business, go out there and wheel with Mr. Billy Pouch Sr. and show him what
Billy's
you got.
Billy's easy. He's never intimidated me.
I raced him
easy,
at the speed zone in a sprint car, man. I remember that. Yeah.
The guy
yeah,
that
I
intimidated me was Bob McCready.
He won the Flying Mullet Dash for Cash at Grandview Sixer, man. It's the first time I ever interviewed Billy Pouch, man. And you want to talk about it? I was in awe.
with Bob McCready Sr.,
mm-hmm.
you know, Barefoot Bob, when he won the first dirt race at New Egypt, and I'm like, this is Bob. And I didn't know what to say, and I kind of put the microphone in front of him, and he kind of done it all, and I'm like, thanks, Mr. McCready. He's like, oh, no problem.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it no, and we had a lot of NASCAR guys come there and stuff, and you know, I love it, man. I mean, I got to meet a lot of great people and do a
I
lot of great
things. I get off on it,
man.
I'm living the dream, man. I'm just
I love it.
Fan.
If I could do that 3 times a week, I wouldn't have to have a regular job, dude.
That is
there
cool. Hey, Nick,
yeah.
we're
yeah.
running short on time. We got
no
about
problem.
45. Got about 45 seconds here.
No problem.
What do you have price wise to get in for this? Rock Cabin Fever opener you have
all right,
coming
well,
up this week.
The gates open, let's see, the pit gates open at 10 for early inspection and all that good stuff.
Okay.
That way the guys can come get inspected. And then, of course, let's see here. I'm looking at the same sheet you're probably looking at. So it's $25 admission for adults.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Seniors get a discount. They get dropped down to 23. Teens,
beautiful.
12 to 15 or $10. Children 11 and under are free.
Beautiful.
All right. So that's
right.
what we got there. Racing gets underway at 4 o'clock, and the grandstands open at 3 o'clock. So we're in good shape for that.
Wonderful. Let's hope the weather gods are on our side.
London Royals and New Egypt Speedway. Here
we
go.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You guys be good, and I appreciate you having me on the show. And
Nick,
I know
so
Randy's
much.
Probably home freaking out right now because of
that. Nick, you rock.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank
I
you very much,
it.
Man.
And we're going to have you on again and see how things are going throughout the season. And you're going to keep us
no
up
problem.
To speed here and our fans. And thank you so much for everything. Best wishes to you for the opener. And
okay.
let's hope the weather gods are on our side as well.
Joe, email me the email you want me to send all the press releases to. Tim.
We'll do it.
I will
we'll
do,
do
that.
All right.
Thank
Thank you
very much, Nick. Have a
all
great
All right, buddy. All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Nick Leach. We only have about a minute here. I do want to give a shout-out to our friends at Carmelo's Pizzeria for another fine food delivery. And you can reach them at 610-367-5400 or 367-1900. Also want to give a quick shout-out to our buddies at Diamond Disposal LLC. Don't forget about our good friends at Diamond Disposal LLC. They have everything that they can do for you for your trash pickup. Give those guys a call at 610-845-1117.
And Amy's Design, Little Bloomer.
Yeah, Little Bloomer. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're the man. I'd like to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. Timmy, thanks for being in studio.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, buddy. You got a lot of drawings for us. You are the man. For Miss Tammy, Scotty Deal, Ryan the Whippy Whitman.
Ooh.
It's your old buddy Joe Adams saying goodnight, and thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you all next Tuesday.